With this gratitude challenge that we've been conducting for the last 2 weeks, we are focusing on opening our heart chakra, bringing more attention to our heart, and allowing ourselves to feel the 40 million neurons that go off in our heart as we open this center of our being. So while we're doing this challenge, we are gifted with feeling more grateful and for working on our relationships. And once our heart chakras are open, we'll be more in love with ourselves and others. And we will feel more beautiful frames of mind or beautiful, beautiful states of consciousness. And with this, we'll get started with our gratitude for friendships. And you may choose to pick one friend out, or you may see various friends pop into your mind's eye. So enjoy.
Okay.
This is Krishnaji from Ekam.
Namaste. Today, the world over, so many of you are entering the fifth day of the gratitude challenge. How does it feel to actually recognize that so many people have worked to make your life beautiful? Isn't it humbling? Does it not make you feel more connected? When the sunshine of gratitude enters your heart, the darkness of loneliness disappears. Today it is gratitude towards your friends. Are you a true friend to people? Do you have friends? To have a true friend is one of the greatest blessings of life. Friendship is the only relationship where there is no holding on to judgment, even if you correct each other. It is the only relationship where you can share your conflicts and desires without the fear of losing others' love for you. Think of your friends. Their moments of fearless honesty in showing you where you were wrong. Their support when you were cracking. The fun with which they lighten heavy moments. Their kindness when you are wounded emotionally or physically. Do you ever pause to celebrate the joy you have had in these pure moments of friendship and life? Take the time to immerse in gratitude for the gift of such a friendship in your life. So let us move into the meditation then. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If not, sit on a chair with your spine erect and shoulders down, wide and relaxed. Hold your palms in Anjali Mudra at the center of your chest, with your thumbs pressing against the sternum. Inhaling slowly, raise your joint palms above your head. Chanting Yang, bring them back slowly to the center of your chest, your spiritual heart region.
Yang.
Inhale.
Yang.
close your eyes. Inhale.
Yang.
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 Relax and breathe normally. Inhale and exhaling, place both your palms on the center of your chest. Now connect to a friend. Think of those moments of non-judgmental truth that was shared fearlessly with you. Thank you. think of moments of fun, of confidence that was given to you. Moments when your friend made you feel absolutely secure. Speak to your friends in your heart and thank them for their friendship and loving support for you. Energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence all around you. The divine to bless your friend with an abundance of blessings. embrace your friend with deep feeling and wish for their well-being. Express gratitude to the universe. Take the time today to express your gratitude to your friend. You may write to your friend, call them, or meet in person and let them know your true feeling of gratefulness. Give gratitude without shyness or pride. With this, you have completed your 5th day's gratitude challenge. Remember to share with your friends in the group and read other people's shares too. Namaste.
So there we are. And because we're doing this gratitude challenge on the radio show, we aren't really in a group situation. So Jim and I will share. And then the challenge aspect is to pick one of your friends or more than one and take the opportunity to share your gratitude with them. And be specific. Allow them to feel your heart blossoming with gratitude by giving them some details, some specifics, whatever came up in the meditation for you. Now, I happen to be an identical twin, which you may have heard me mention before. And so my twin sister's been a lifelong friend of mine. And of course, she's also been an enemy of mine in times that weren't so smooth. And those don't stand out to me as much as the closeness and all the beautiful times we've shared together, and most definitely the honesty and the sincere caring about and for the other, or for one another. And I feel very blessed because during this meditation, a lot of friends came forth for me. And I think I I feel so blessed because I was given the opportunity to be born with a friend and then to marry my best friend who's sitting next to me. My second lifelong friend, or now Jim's been a friend longer. Well, for a long time, for many years, for more than half my lifetime. And so I'm eternally grateful. And that's a special bond to share with one another, where you can be totally honest, trusting that that honesty is not going to harm the relationship. And even unkind words aren't going to be held against you. That the wounds heal, and I believe we're getting much better at doing that kind of interaction, less and less. And of course, our desire, my desire, is to eradicate them altogether and just have beautiful interactions with one another. So I'm feeling pretty grateful for many friends today, and I will definitely make some phone calls and maybe even write a letter.
Well, I had a similar experience. I too am a twin, and my brother has also been very special friend and brother. We've had a real good relationship all our life. Also, what I want to share too is I had a real good best friend type for many years, and then we lost track of each other. And just recently, he called me up, and he needed help because he needs a cataract operation, but he was trying to get his travel ID card. And so he asked if I could drive him there and help him get it. And it was a real special event. It was special just getting together again with him. And we had a really great day, and we had success. And it wasn't easy. Because he couldn't see where to write on the application and the forms, by the grace of God, we got everything together, all the documents that were needed. It took a while, but the other day over Thanksgiving, he left me a message on my phone that he wanted to share some miracles that happened with him since we had been together. Unfortunately, when I tried calling him, his phone was disconnected or something was going on. So I've got to get a hold of him again. But
at least you know where he lives.
Yeah. But the beauty part was getting together again with a friend that I lost track of quite some time ago. But he's always been in my thoughts. And when we did this meditation, Krishna G said to think of one of your best friends, Tom's name and image and everything was the first one that came across the screen for me, so to speak. And I thought that was pretty fitting, and it the synchronicity of it all is that 2 days later he called me up to ask for that assistance. You know, and this is after, I don't know, we've been out of touch for a good 5 years or so. Excuse me.
Well, can I just interject here that what feels valuable about what you just shared is that it really shows how we are connected heart to heart, or, you know, on the wavelengths or in the frequencies, the vibrations, however one chooses to view that. and how that connection actually comes through to the other person, that you had been thinking of him, and then soon he called you and made a request for help. So I think it's beautiful for us to acknowledge those wonders of life.
Well, speaking about wonders of life, I mean, if you can't think of a best friend right off the hand, I don't know how your meditation with, but we can always be a friend of the earth, a friend to the animals, a friend to nature, and all this beautiful abundance that the Creator has given us, and befriend. Put some food out for the birds and watch them come every day, and they will become our friends. Anyhow.
And even the trees, I mean, they gift us with their leaves every season. Sometimes some of them have blossoms, some have fruits or berries. We have a wonderful cherry tree and an apple tree, and I certainly feel a kinship with the trees. I'm so grateful for their many gifts and luscious nutritional fruit. So, yeah, the friends can be unlimited.
We get to take care of them, just like taking care of our friends. So now
our children become friends, and our parents can become friends as we live more harmoniously. Our relationships become more harmonious, and it's a beautiful process.
And we've been fortunate to get old friends of ours to come and do this gratitude challenge with us.
Yes, we have.
So that was really, really beautiful. So we've got another one, day six. And remember what day six was?
Yes, it's child. So it could be your child, it could be your inner child, it could be a niece, a nephew, you know, a neighbor's child. So it's gratitude for the child.
And this again will be Krishna G, and he does a youth program. So he's really connected to children.
And the youth.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
And it's called Life's Joy.
Beautiful person as our daughter. Parenting gives a tremendous sense of fulfillment. It brings meaning to life, to everything you do, whether it is creating wealth, working on your health, or growing spiritually. Every pursuit becomes meaningful because of your children. They give us the greatest blessing in life, meaning. Today, open your hearts with a deep sense of gratitude and bless them. So let me lead you into the gratitude meditation then. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If not, sit on a chair with your spine erect and shoulders down, wide and relaxed. Hold your palms in Anjali Mudra at the center of your chest with your thumbs pressing against the sternum. Inhaling slowly, rise your joint palms above your head. Chanting Yang, bring them back slowly to the center of your chest, your spiritual heart region.
Yang.
Inhale.
Yang.
Mm-hmm. slowly close your eyes. Inhale.
Yang.
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 Relax and breathe normally. Inhale and exhaling, place both your palms on the center of your chest. Now connect your child or your children, as may be the case. Think of how your children have become the center of your life. Think of the joy, the strength, and the meaning they bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
feel each of your children and see what is beautiful about them. Speak to each of your children in your heart and thank them for the beauty they embody. Thank them for choosing you as their parents in this life. Feel your heart's energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence all around you. Ask the Divine to bless your child with a magnificent destiny. embrace each of your children with utmost love and wish for their well-being. Express gratitude to the universe. You may now open your eyes. Take the time today to express your gratitude to your child by cherishing this relationship. Take the time to let each of your children know what it is about them that you celebrate. With this, you have completed your 6 days gratitude challenge. Remember to share your experience and transformation with others. May it awaken many parents and heal many families. Namaste.
Well, that was quite something. If you don't mind, I'll share first.
That's fine. Yeah.
I had a real joyous experience. I used to build spec homes, and I take all the three children have always helped me out on different projects, doing a variety of things, whether it was blowing insulation into an attic or framing or roofing or staining or just everything you could think of in construction they've helped me with, which was really a lot of fun. I made sure that we'd go out to eat. One time we were in Big Sky. I remember this time with my daughter and her friend came out, and they both helped me. And it was blowing insulation in the attic, and that was dirty work. It was really something. And afterwards, I can't even remember where we washed up, but then I took him for a tram ride up Big Sky, and then we hiked down, and we had so much fun. And then we sat on top of this big water tank on the way down and watched the sunset. And then I took him out to dinner in Big Sky, and it was just such a fun experience. And and even blowing in that insulation was so much fun because, I mean, we were just loaded with, all this dark print from newspaper and whatnot, whatever they put in that blown in insulation. And we all had fun looking at each other and, oh my God, where'd your face go, et cetera. And the fun that I, with my sons and everything, one time, one of them was helping, they were both helping putting a metal roof on our house, actually. And our big guy, he went sliding off of one end, and it was just like watching him go down a ski slope and taking a jump, and the way he landed and everything. And we all were laughing. Luckily, he didn't hurt anything. It was only an 8-foot drop, but it was still that kind of fun that we all had together. So it brought a lot of joy, and I have so much gratitude. All three of our children have wonderful work ethics, and they're all are doing their thing, and they're all having success by God's grace. But to watch each one go through their life differently has really brought me much gratitude also, because all three of them have a whole different lifestyles going on. And they're all enjoying what they're doing. Another thing that passed through me when we talk about gratitude for children was our daughter. A couple of her friends have recently had babies, and even our oldest son, his child was a preemie, and so there's been situations there as we watch new children come into the world. And they were compromised somewhat. And so when Krishna G talked about thanking your children for picking you as a parent, it was pretty humbling to just think about that. And then to think about how some of these other new moms, you know, are bringing
and dads,
you know, you just don't know what soul you're going to end up with and how you're going to have the opportunity and what way to take care of them and inspire them and be a parent for them, just be there as support for them. So anyway, that's my share. And it was pretty joyful. I had a lot of fond memories, thank God.
Mm. Well, that was beautiful, Jim. So just hearing the way you just wrapped up your share, Jim, made me think of Khalil Gibran's prose about having a child and how we they're not our children, but they're the universe's children, and how important it is for us to allow them to go where they're going to go and experience what they're going to experience, and maybe even that's a big part of parenting that's not necessarily easy, especially since I know for myself, I kept saying, you know, I'm not going to raise my children the way my parents raised me, even though I commend my parents. But there was, you know, certain things that I didn't necessarily agree about. And especially as a teenager, I would say, I'll never raise my children like this. And yes, pretty self-righteous, because it's exactly what you do. You know, I can't tell you how many times I opened my mouth and out popped something that my parents had said to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? I said I wouldn't do this. And yet, to have the awareness and the humility to say, to, you know, back off and realize, you know, they have their life to live. They have their experiences to experience. And I don't own my children, that they have the free will to do, you know, to listen to their inner voice and their inner drumbeat without my interference. And so That's what came up for me actually after once you were sharing. During the meditation, my heart just really opened up and even brought some tears of appreciation for each one of their individual qualities that just shine.
Oh, I'd like to interject something
Yeah.
here. Qualities that they have that shine. And our middle boy, Mike, I remember on a construction site one time, I lost with my best friend, the person that I just shared with you in the previous
Meditation.
meditation, gratitude. And I just, I don't need to tell you the story and all the details, but I really lost it. And I was just screaming. And there comes Mike. All right, Dad, it's time for you to go. Leave the site. Go over there. Walk over there. And it's really funny because I could really, it was beautiful the way he did that in lieu of what you're just talking about. And then you remember that picture we had when he was real
Oh,
small, and we
yeah.
were putting the cinder block foundation in. And we always kept this picture because he had this lip, his lips were pursed, and he had this finger pointing out in the direction. Like he looked like the boss. We always used to
He
call him the
had a
boss.
nice, it looked like a expression a boss would have, and then his fingers pointing at.
Right, and the other guy, the other boy is up there laying a block, and I'm handing him a block, and there he is in the picture. And it was, and that's what that reminded me of. So more fun.
Yeah.
And then
Although he
yeah.
doesn't necessarily come off as real bossy,
No, but it just,
he has an energy of I don't even know if it's authority, but of
justice. He likes to see justice. He's a
justice, yeah.
Libra. And so what he did that day was really, really good for me,
Yeah,
you know.
helpful.
Yeah, very helpful. And
And you simmered down and things got back on
so
track.
a lot of happy thoughts tonight.
Yeah. And so, each one of our children have some very distinct qualities. And so I was able to really thank them and be grateful for them. And when it came time to wish for their well-being, I really felt that. I really felt how much I wanted. How was it that they have a beautiful destiny? There was something
I don't
very
think he
powerful
used the
that
word
Krishna,
destiny, but
but in any event, it was a powerful statement, and it really made my heart open up to them. And then I love when we go into feeling the expansive universal intelligence. And that's when I feel like I can offer all my appreciation to all the children that have volunteered to come here or, agreed to come here at this time on Earth. Because they're going to be faced with some big, they have solutions. They need to find solutions to many ongoing challenges that we're facing.
yeah, so we really need to be there for support.
Yeah. And so that's what I wanted to wish them their well-being and wish them, the courage, the strength, and the fortitude to carry on and enjoy life along the way. Because that's an important aspect too. Well, now generally after we do some sharing and well meditating and then sharing, we do a little bit of a celebration, and I see that Jim has picked up a celebration song to share with us.
None other than happy. or Darnell Williams.
Well, so it's not necessarily a gratitude, but it is a it is one to wiggle to and dance if you're in a place where you can move, or you may be in bed and
just be
enjoying
happy.
It. Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you all. And
Yeah,
this will be the end of the show after this song.
Okay.
So we'll say our farewells now.
Okay.
Because I know I want to dance. Don't you want to dance?
Yeah, we can dance. Okay.
All right. We'll see you all next week. May the long time sun shine upon you.
All love surround you.
And the pure light within you guide your way on.
Here we go. Happy.
To you, don't waste your time.